Did you know a Muslim just saved this Quran burner, Jake the Liar Lane? Yep, that's right.
Minneapolis City Hall will be burning Qurans.
Now, before we get into that and show you this journalist who's reporting on it, let me fill you in. Jake the Liar Lane has been going around in different cities, if you didn't know, harassing and provoking Muslim Americans. He just shows up at mosques, instigates people, and deliberately disrupts the peace, all under the excuse, freedom of speech. But let's be honest, do a thought experiment. If he did the same exact thing in front of a Jewish synagogue, what would happen to this man? Who'd be visiting him? And you know he'd be immediately arrested for hate speech. So my question is this, will Jake the Liar Lang go into this town in New York the same way he's gone into all these cities harassing, terrorizing Muslims?
What do you do for work?
I'm a student.
How do you afford to raise three kids while being a student?
God help me.
Does the American taxpayer help you too?
Oh, so yes.
This is Curious Joel, a village of 44,000 Hasidic Jews in upstate New York that primarily speak Yiddish. Women have seven kids on average. It's one of the fastest growing towns in America, with many men religiously studying the Torah full time and rely on state assistance and welfare programs to feed and house their massive families.
And what about this Nick Shirley, this Mormon missionary?
To stand up in this country, Nick.
Who I've invited on the program. Seems like he's dodging, doesn't want to talk. Most of these guys don't want to talk. It's interesting. You know, everywhere Jake Lang goes, Nick Shirley seems to show up. This Mormon missionary, this kid. Will he go there as well and expose this group of people? Or does this behavior only apply to Muslims? Because we just saw a video go viral from another independent journalist, Tyler Oliveira. Tyler, let's have you on the show. I'd love to talk. Who went into an area that he himself titled in his videos, his title, he said, inside New York town invaded by welfare addicted.
A village of 44,000 Hasidic Jews in upstate New York that primarily speak Yiddish. Women have seven kids on average. It's one of the fastest growing towns in America, with many men religiously studying the Torah full time and rely on state assistance and welfare programs to feed and house their massive families.
How many kids do you have?
So again, my question stands. Will Jake the Liar Lang go into that town in New York the way he goes into Muslim communities? Will Nick Shirley go there also? Or is this just selected reporting only targeting American Muslims? Because as long as the mosque, Jake the Liar Lang shows up with a cut off pig's head, threatening Muslims with crusades.
We will drive you to the sea, across the sea, back to where you came from, with pigs in our hands and Jesus in our hearts. You cannot stand against the strength of white American men. You Muslims need to go home before we send you packing. I suggest you leave now before the crusades really start.
Telling Muslims to leave America and making violent historical threats, bringing up Dracula, Vlad the Impaler. You know what he did to Muslims? Now just imagine for a moment. I want you to really imagine this. Someone pulled up pig's head in front of a Jewish synagogue, and he's threatening the Jewish people by saying, leave America before we do what Hitler did to you, while holding his pig's head. Imagine that. You know, everybody knows that would never be tolerated, and rightfully so. It should not be tolerated for no religious community here in America. It's not right. And after all of this, after all the harassments, the threats, the provocations, after all this, is a Muslim man who helped save his life. Now, just so you know, why is he called Jake the Liar Lang? Because I was forced to deal with one of his con stunts personally. He showed up in Tampa at one of our events, family event at that, live streamed. You understand that? It's an important point. Live stream event. Everyone was welcome. We had a Christian pastor also who attended. We had Christians there who also later testified that Jake Lang was lying about what happened.
It's shocking. He's a liar. He's absolutely lying. He's lying about everything.
When he went online, made up claims. They were complete lies, not exaggerations, just complete blatant lies.
He says he snuck in. He infiltrated the jihadists at a local mosque in Tampa. Video to come.
Tampa Bay Islam event. Going undercover. Pray for me.
So I made myself inside here. And
a pastor who served in ministry, how did you feel going to the Dean Center?
Some of the nicest, warmest, kindest, friendliest people honest, sincere.
He was lying the whole time.
You can watch the full video on my channel. We have eyewitnesses who were there, people who dealt with him directly, exposing what he did. It's just blatant lies. So he's a liar. This guy spreads hate, spreads lies, and then asks people for money. And it's very unfortunate that you have foolish, stupid people who just send him money. Now let's get into this report from Cam Hibley, an independent journalist who was actually there and who's also kind of shifty. It's kind of like, from what I've seen, I invited him to come on, let's talk. But it seems like he's also like an Alex Jones reporting. So, but it's nice to see him reporting the truth here. He says, I will say this, there is a Muslim content creator, Muslim. I don't know his name, who basically saved Jake Lang's life today. He helped him escape and try to de-escalate. He recognized me last night at the federal building and didn't alert anyone. Major props here. And this is a Muslim, he's saying here, that actually helped save Jake the liar Lang's life. Here's another tweet here, where he says, here's that same guy I mentioned earlier, the Muslim, using his body to shield Lang. Now look, guys, this Cam Hibley, independent journalist, who it says on his page that he's a news commentator, Pentagon correspondent, on the ground reporting, undercover infiltrations. He goes on to say, here's the same guy I mentioned earlier, the Muslim, using his body to shield Lang. So this is a Muslim shielding this individual, this Jake the Lang liar, Quran burner, the guy who went there with malicious intentions. So he says, here's that same guy I mentioned earlier, this is the Muslim guy he's talking about, using his body to shield Lang. This is just before someone on the ledge kicks him in the head with their boot. Guy put his body on the line in a mob of 3,000 people with blood on their minds. They were strangers. This is a Muslim saving Jake the liar Lang's life. Look at this. So that's an interesting twist to the story. The Quran burner goes there with his malicious intentions. And at the end of the day, it's a Muslim here, as is being reported, who helped save his life. My advice for him and everybody out there, many of these hate provocateurs and people who've also fallen victim to the hate propaganda, pick up the Quran, read it. I just said, go to thedeanshow.com. I'll get you a free copy from me to you. Read the Quran. There's enough evidence in there. If you're sincere and asking the Creator for guidance, you'll see that it is indeed the truth, that it's a book that has stood the test of time in its preservation, its authenticity, like no other book in the world. On every page of the Quran, you have the word of God. It's mentioned there. The purpose of life is there. What is waiting for people who don't turn their lives back to their Creator? The hellfire, vivid descriptions, paradise, the glad tidings of paradise for those who live a morally upright life, who worship the Creator, not the creation, and adhere to pure absolute monotheism. There's proofs and evidences that are clear, not ambiguous, a ton of it. So read the book before you go and do despicable things like many of these human devils, we call them, people who are out there making mischief in the land and causing corruption. So with that said, we'll see you next time. Very interesting twist to the story. From the Quran burner going to burn the Quran to a Muslim, actually, as has been reported here, putting his life on the line to save him. Think about that one. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.